Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How to Not Know: The Value of Uncertainty in a World That Demands Answers by Simone Stoltzoff is a non-fiction work about the psychological, cultural, and practical significance of uncertainty, written by a journalist known for examining work, identity, and meaning in contemporary life. The book addresses a social environment that often rewards confident answers, decisive branding, and visible expertise even when circumstances are complex or unknowable. Stoltzoff positions not knowing not as ignorance or passivity, but as a disciplined capacity, the ability to remain curious, flexible, and intellectually honest when easy conclusions are unavailable. Drawing on reported stories, research-informed analysis, and philosophical perspectives, the book explores why people crave certainty, how that craving can narrow judgment, and how greater tolerance for ambiguity can support better decisions, relationships, creativity, and civic life. Its purpose is both diagnostic and practical, explaining the pressures that make uncertainty feel intolerable while offering a more humane way to live with unresolved questions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, certainty culture turns complex problems into premature answers. A central concern of How to Not Know is the modern pressure to appear certain before certainty is justified. Stoltzoff examines a culture shaped by professional branding, social media commentary, political polarization, and self-optimization, where hesitation can be mistaken for weakness and confidence can be rewarded even when it is poorly grounded. The book treats this as more than a personal inconvenience. When people feel required to know, they may simplify ambiguous situations, defend inherited views, or avoid evidence that complicates their position. This matters because many important problems, from career choices to economic risk to climate adaptation, do not present stable facts and obvious solutions. Stoltzoff's critique is not anti-expertise, rather, it separates expertise from the performance of certainty. Real knowledge often includes an awareness of limits, competing interpretations, and changing conditions, by naming the social incentives that make uncertainty uncomfortable. The book helps explain why people may cling to definitive answers, even when flexibility would be more accurate and useful. Secondly, tolerance for ambiguity is presented as a learnable practical skill. The book's most practical contribution is its framing of ambiguity tolerance as a capacity that can be developed rather than a fixed personality trait. Stoltzoff suggests that uncertainty becomes more manageable when people stop treating it as a temporary defect to eliminate and begin treating it as a normal condition of serious thought and action. This has direct implications for decision-making. A person who can remain with uncertainty longer is less likely to rush into false closure, more likely to compare alternatives honestly, and better positioned to revise a view as new information appears. The value is not endless indecision. The point is to distinguish between decisions that require action despite incomplete knowledge and decisions distorted by the need for emotional relief. In this sense, not knowing becomes an active posture, asking better questions, testing assumptions, and resisting the urge to convert discomfort into certainty. Stoltzoff's approach is especially relevant for professionals and leaders who must act in unstable environments without pretending that complexity has disappeared. Thirdly, doubt and dissent strengthen judgment when they are treated as resources. Stoltzoff's treatment of uncertainty includes an important social dimension. People and institutions make better judgments when doubt and dissent are allowed to surface. In environments that prize certainty, disagreement can be treated as obstruction and doubt as lack of commitment. The book challenges that reflex by emphasizing how dissent can expose weak assumptions, reveal blind spots, and prevent overconfident group thinking. This theme connects uncertainty to humility. Humility does not mean abandoning standards or treating all views as equal. It means recognizing that one's own perspective is partial and that better understanding often requires friction. The practical consequence is a different model of competence. A strong thinker or organization is not one that eliminates disagreement, but one that can use disagreement without collapsing into defensiveness. Stoltzoff's argument is particularly relevant in workplaces, public debate, and expert communities, where reputational pressure can make people overstate confidence. By reframing doubt as information rather than failure, the book offers a more resilient way to handle complex judgments. Fourthly, not knowing loosens rigid identities built around work and self-optimization. The book extends uncertainty beyond intellectual questions into identity, especially the contemporary pressure to define oneself through work, purpose, and continuous improvement. Stoltzoff's earlier writing has examined the burden of making employment the center of identity, and How to Not Know continues that broader inquiry by questioning the demand for a perfectly coherent life narrative. Modern culture often asks people to explain who they are, where they are going, and what they stand for in polished, marketable terms. Stoltzoff treats this demand as narrowing because real lives often unfold through experiment, contradiction, and revision. not knowing in this context, creates room for change without requiring every step to be justified in advance. It can make people less dependent on a fixed professional identity and more open to relationships, interests, and forms of meaning that are not easily optimized. This does not romanticize aimlessness. Instead, it argues that a life shaped only by certainty and self-definition may become too brittle to accommodate growth, loss, or unexpected opportunity. Lastly, uncertainty can deepen empathy because it interrupts reflexive judgment. Another important dimension of how to not know is its connection between uncertainty and human connection. Certainty often feels emotionally satisfying because it allows quick categorization right or wrong, competent or incompetent, ally or opponent. Stoltzoff suggests that this reflex can damage relationships and civic life by making people less willing to consider motives, contexts, and experiences beyond their own. The ability to not know can create a pause before judgment, allowing curiosity to replace immediate interpretation. This is not the same as moral relativism or refusal to take a position. Rather, it is a recognition that people and situations are often more complicated than first impressions allow. In relationships, this can reduce defensiveness and invite more honest conversation. In public life, it can temper polarization by making room for questions before conclusions harden. The book's examples of people facing uncertain futures, including large-scale challenges without easy answers, reinforce the idea that empathy often begins where certainty loosens and genuine inquiry becomes possible. In conclusion, How to Not Know is suited for readers who feel pressured to have immediate answers in work, relationships, public debate, or personal identity. It will be especially useful for professionals navigating unstable industries, leaders responsible for decisions under incomplete information, creatives who rely on exploration, and readers fatigued by certainty-driven online culture. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers distinguish useful confidence from defensive certainty. Intellectually, it offers a vocabulary for understanding ambiguity not as a gap to be hidden, but as a condition that can sharpen judgment, deepen humility, and support more honest relationships. Compared with many self-help and productivity books, Stoltzoff's work stands out because it does not promise mastery through optimization, formulas, or constant clarity. Its emphasis is more restrained and realistic. People can act responsibly while admitting the limits of what they know. Compared with books on decision-making, it appears less focused on technical models and more concerned with the cultural and emotional forces that make uncertainty hard to bear. That positioning gives the book a distinctive place among contemporary nonfiction. It is not simply about making better choices, but about becoming less dependent on the illusion that every meaningful situation can be resolved into a clean answer. If you would like to support Simone Stoltzoff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.